Layer 749, leading the World War II generation. You young Americans today are conducting yourselves in a manner that is worthy of the highest, proudest traditions of our nation. We here at home are supremely conscious of our obligations to you, now and in the future. We will not let you down. Franklin Roosevelt, September 3, 1942. Over 16 million Americans served in the military during the war. Most had been civilians in 1941. They included people of all races and ethnic backgrounds, and with Roosevelt's support, 350,000 women who served as nurses and in special service branches throughout the military. The President and Mrs. Roosevelt felt a strong connection to these young people, whose ranks included their own four sons. They often visited their training camps and made time to meet with them during overseas trips. FDR believed America owed a special debt to this generation. With his strong support, Congress passed the GI Bill of Rights in 1944. It provided millions of veterans with generous educational and medical benefits and low-interest loans for homes, small businesses, and farms. Between 1944 and 1952, the Veterans Administration backed almost 2.4 million home loans to returning veterans. By 1956, 7.8 million veterans had attended college or received job training under the GI Bill. Covering the entire wall surrounding the doorway to your left and continuing another 10 feet are dozens of 12 by 15 inch black and white and sepia tone photographic portraits of World War II era men and women in military uniforms, along with their names, hometowns, and military service sectors. You'll now be redirected automatically back to wherever you left off in the base message.